One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. A one-day slice of Hawaiian life, taking my mother on the vacation of her dreams. Aloha, my friends. Okay, podcast number 81, and this one is coming to you live from the island of Kauai in Hawaii. My mother's dream vacation has to always been to go to Hawaii ever since she saw Blue Hawaii with Elvis way back in the day when she first came to America on vacation. She has wanted to go for the past 53 years, and finally I made that dream happen for her. I saved a bunch of pennies and I bought the tickets. I paid for the hotel, got the rent a car, and got us a couple tickets for a sweet luau that's coming up in a couple of days. Today for us is November 10th. No, it is November 11th. It's a Sunday, and we're kicking it on Kauai. We've been here since the 6th, and we're leaving on the 16th. It's been a really good time so far. Mama and I, my mother and I, have had a couple of obstacles to get over. Sometimes we butt heads and it can be a real challenge, but nonetheless, this is her dream and I wanted to make that happen. I wanted to support her and repay some of her kindness with this great, great vacation. We are now starting to get in a little bit of flow. We got our rhythm down. We had 2 days at this really cool Airbnb, really posh apartment. I got it at a pretty good price. We were there for the first 2 days. And then we moved into this other spot down the street, maybe half a mile or so down the street. Not as cool as of an apartment, that's for sure. It's a little gritty Airbnb, but the beds are great. And it's all that we really need. You know, we don't spend a lot of time here. We spend most of our time on beaches and checking things out. So the apartment, this one's not a winner, but sometimes what can you do with an Airbnb? You just got to do the best that you can. And we're making it work. We're making it work. But today was one of our most powerful days. We had such a great day. Today. The last 2 days have been super sunny. It's been really rainy in Hawaii this year, but these last 2 days have been really nice. I'm really red, not burnt, but just red. In a couple of days, it'll even out into a tan, but I keep going back into the sun. And so let me just share with you the day that we had today. This is just today. This is our slice of Hawaiian life. I just want to share with you traveling with my mother. I can't really call it international traveling because we're still in the United States, but it did take us 6.5 hours to fly here. And we are halfway to Japan, if that makes any difference. Now, I do want to say that we have been eating out a bit the first 3 days on vacation. We've gotten some pretty good meals. There's some really cool stuff. We've been going to this local mom-pa breakfast joint. A little local, let me tell you that. Some straight greasy spoon local flavor. But man, is that breakfast good and hearty and big. Wow, we've just been splitting them. And hitting some other spots just simply out of convenience. But then we realized probably the best thing that we can do is just buy some food. So once we got into our new apartment here on the 8th, I think on the 9th, we went over to the Safeway grocery store, which is near here, and we dropped a little money on food. And it's been nice. It's been nice just getting up like today. Today we got up. I got up early. Actually, I got up at 6 a.m. and went and watched the sunrise. And that was pretty sweet. I'm about 200 yards from the ocean shore. It's certainly not beachfront here on the east side in Kapaa. We're staying in Kapaa. But I got up early, got myself some coffee, did my Buddhist practice, and then went and watched the sunrise, which was pretty sweet. Now, I got to tell you, I got a little log that I've been sitting on. It's excellent. You know, the waves are coming in, the sun is rising. It's really, really peaceful. It's not secluded, but it's peaceful, even though there's somewhat a lot of people around walking on this path behind me, and I can see maybe 300 yards down, well, maybe not that far, maybe 150 yards down at the hotel that's down the way. They have like a little grass area where there's just a ton of people there watching the sunrise. It's really cool. People are doing yoga, that kind of thing. But I'm looking to have a solo moment watching the sunrise. And so I got this little spot. I got another cup of coffee. I'm just hanging out. It's 6:30 in the morning, 6:45. I can start to see the sun coming up. It's really very pleasant. Wow, it's really very pleasant. And then, you know, I'm starting to notice that people are gathering. They're gathering to the side of me, on the right, to the left. People are walking in front of me. There's all those people by the hotel. And, you know, one thing I noticed on Hawaii, and even when I was here, as I was the best man for my good friend's wedding, Stacy Noland had his wedding out here on Hawaii. People gather for the sunrise, people gather for the sunset. And there's like people applauding for the sunrise, conch shells going off, same thing at sunset. It's really astounding. But I'm looking at the beach, the shoreline. I'm sorry, it's not really a beach, it's a shoreline, ocean shoreline. And it's really funny because I really start to notice that people are starting to pay attention because the sun is just a few minutes from rising. And then as I'm looking at the shoreline, I start to notice there's all these little crabs popping up out of the dirt, out of the sand. I don't even know what kind of little crabs they are, but they just pop up. You know, they got their little burrow hole. And then I'm looking around, and at first I just noticed one or two, but then I looked around. This was maybe minutes before the sun came up. I saw like 13 of them all popped up just waiting. Seemed like they were waiting for the sunrise too. And it was an interesting moment because there I was with a couple of roosters, there's a few birds around, and there's people just standing around waiting for the sun to rise. What a beautiful moment. And then the sun rose, and it was, you know what? It was slamming nice. It wasn't exceptional. But man, it was so cool just to spend that time solo watching the sunrise over the ocean on the island of Kauai in Hawaii. Wow. So I walked back, and as soon as I got back, my mom was up, and she's having coffee. I'm having coffee. We're puttering around, taking care of stuff, and we start making breakfast. We make a really great breakfast, and then we are on our way. We're on the road going south, southeast. We've been hitting all these beaches, Baby Beach, Baby Beach 2. We went to Poipu, and that beach was great. And we wanted to go to Salt Pond today, Salt Pond Beach. So we did it, man. We got on the road and we got to this beach, and it was a pretty good production. Like it was pretty large. There were a fair amount of people there, and apparently it's one of the beaches that you can camp at. And there were people, looked like they'd been living there for quite some time, 15, 20 tents. And there were a lot of people. It was really active. It's a beautiful, oh my word, that beach is beautiful. Not as beautiful as Poipo, but stunningly lovely. And the sun was out, and my mom and I rolled up, got our blanket, towels, our chair, and we just started hanging out. My mom's in the ocean getting shells. I'm just laying in the sun. All I'm really trying to do is just roll over. That's my big plan for the day. Roll over And then 20 minutes later, roll over again. Maybe drink some water, jump in the ocean, lay back down, dry out, work on my tan, roll over. And then roll over again. We had a great time. And then we had some lunch. You know, we bring our own lunch. We got fresh pineapples. Oh, so, so good. My word, so, so good. Got some local meats, got some cheese, got some bread. We're just having a great little lunch. It's Veterans Day, and you can tell there's a lot of veterans hanging out. People are having a good time. People have time off. There's a lot of families around. It was great. I mean, I'm telling you, it was just a great, great morning, kicking it on the beach. Kids, families. I even saw this young lady wearing a Star Wars bathing suit, so automatically she went to the top of my list. And my mom even noticed it too. We thought it was just super cool. And then we wanted to go to Hanapepe. That's the little city near Salt Pond. Now, we didn't really expect that much to go on. My mom's looking for some jewelry, but we want to check out the old town. And as we're driving through there, I noticed the place has got two Buddhist temples in this small city. Hanapepe has got two Buddhist temples. One's a Soto Zen, and the other one is Amitabha Buddhist temple. Real popular here on the island. I see them around. I've been doing Aikido. I did a Funakoshi Sensei seminar here at the dojo, the Aikido school, Louis Aikikai. Great time. I had a great time. But their dojo's in a Buddhist temple. It's really, dude, super cool, man. Super cool. But this Soto Zen place has got a beautiful Kuan Yin out front. Mama and I stopped. I paid some homage. We visited, just drove through the other Buddhist temple as we went into old town Hanapepe, and we stopped off at this just sweet coffee shop called Little Fish Coffee. Had a great double espresso, which I've been doing a lot of. My mama got a sweet bagel. We're just hanging out. They were jamming some good tunes. We were having a good, good time. Wow, it was such a great time. Took some great pictures, walked around a little bit. My mom found a nice jewelry store. She got some abalone turtle earrings and some coral earrings, which she's been wanting to get for a while. So that was a bonus. And then we thought, oh, I wonder what we're going to do. And then lo and behold, one of my good friends and old Aikido students, David Zerker, Z-Ball, Sensei Z, calls me up from Cabo, Mexico, of all places. He'd spent some time in Kauai, and we were just chatting about my trip and other places that we've been to. And he's like, oh, you know what? If you get a chance, you need to go out to the the canyons out there. It's the Grand Canyon of the Pacific. Apparently, it's like stunning, you know? And I pull it up on a map, and lo and behold, it's like 20 miles away. I mean, we're already on the far east end of the island, the far west end, so might as well hit this place, you know? Might as well go. I figure, well, why not? So I asked my mom, and I was surprised that she wanted to go. And next thing you know, we're leaving the coffee shop, we're leaving the jewelry shop, and we're on our way. I don't really know that much about how we're going to get there, but I got my GPS on my phone and Google Maps, and we're on our way. Next thing you know, we're driving out there, and it's such a lovely drive. Whoa. So beautiful, and it's windy and turny, and we're getting some altitude. Now we're pretty much, you know, near the top of the west side of Kauai. Whoa. So, so amazing. That drive was so beautiful. We pulled over a couple times. It was just stunning. And then we get to the top, man. It's like, oh, when we were at the jewelry shop, and I told the woman that we were going to the canyon, She's like, oh, you got to make sure to drive all the way to the end of the road. And I wasn't quite sure what that meant. But as I was driving, my mom's like, how long are we going to drive? And I'm like, we're going to drive all the way to the end of the road because that's what the local woman at the jewelry shop told us to do. And she's local, so she's pretty much got to know. She's pretty much got to know. And I do. I drive all the way, and there it is. We are at the top of the canyons, and there's a couple of switchbacks that we got to get through. My mom was a little concerned at front. You know, it's a little presentation, right? I mean, there's a lot of people up there. It's a major tourist spot. There's a bus full of tourists getting ready to leave. Another one arrives. There's a little pineapple stand, that kind of thing. And there's a lot of people. So we wind through these couple of switchbacks, climb these steps, come around the corner, and it is just absolutely breathtaking. It was so amazingly beautiful. Plush, vast, deep, profound. There was a waterfall there. I mean, it was stunning. It was so stunning. And after that drive and after that morning at the beach, it was just, wow. It was so gloriously, breathtakingly beautiful. My mom and I were both in awe at how just different it was from everything that we'd experienced in the last 5 days on Hawaii, right? We're just way up here at this canyon. And mind you, let me tell you this, it's cold. It's slightly rainy. There's a lot of precipitation. Not rain. There's just moisture in the air and it's drizzling and the wind is blowing and, you know, we're wearing bathing suits, basically. I got a t-shirt on. So we weren't going to stay long, but wow, it was so... Oh, I'm speechless. It was just so beautiful. And it was a spontaneous trip. I had no idea we were going to go. Because initially when I asked my mom if she wanted to go to some botanical gardens, she's like, nah, I'm not interested in that. And, you know, mostly she wants to spend time at the beach. And this is her trip. I'm treating her. I'm her bag boy, right? I'm just taking care of her, doing what she wants to do and trying to support her. And if she didn't want to go, we weren't going to go. But she said she wanted to go. On the advice of my friend who called me today, called me around 11:30 out of the blue and said, if you can, you should do this. So we did it. Totally spontaneous. And now my mom's like, okay, it's kind of cold. We bought some great cookies from this stand. And we started driving down. And the drive down was quick, much quicker than going up. Because I got a little rent-a-car. It's a little Nissan Versailles. I can't remember what kind of car it is, but it doesn't have a lot of power. So getting up there was a little challenging. Coming down wasn't so bad, but wow, that temperature changed fast. And then driving down, my mom is on the side that views the ocean, and she's just loving it because you can't really see that much from the road, but sometimes you can see the canyon to the left and the ocean to the right. It's just such an incredible contrast. And we're at this high plateau just driving, and I'm looking for a place to pull over where we can take a look. And then as I'm we're on this plateau, and it's kind of going straight for a little bit, and I notice that there's this woman sitting on top of her truck, a truck, and her boyfriend is taking pictures of her sitting on top of this truck. You know, in the background is the ocean, and we kind of pull up behind them, and they're just happy. They're kind of doing their thing. I think they were a little embarrassed, or she was, that he was taking pictures of her, and we rolled up. And mind you, they're probably in their late 40s, early 50s, great-looking couple, just really, really happy. And the guy's really talkative. You know, he just comes up, he says, hey, what's going on, man? I'm like, well, we're coming down the mountain, really cold up there from the canyon. He's like, yeah, we were just up there too, and we kind of like the heat down here. And, you know, we're looking out at the ocean, and my mom's like, it is so beautiful. And I was like, yeah, it is so beautiful. And as we were driving down, I told my mom, I said, you know what would be great is if we actually saw the sunset on this side of the island, on the west side of the island, if we could actually catch a sunset. And I didn't really think about it that much, but as I was talking to this guy, I kind of brought it up. I was like, you know what would be great is, like, I think we're just going to go down here to back to Salt Pond and watch the sunset. And he's like, no, you need to go to Polehene State Park. It's on the west. It's by this Pacific Missile Range Center that's down there, some military base. Polehene. He's like, yeah, you just drive all the way down, take a right, and just drive. Drive longer than you think you need to drive, and there'll be a fork in the road. And he's like, take the left, and it's all off-road at that point. It's 3 miles gravel road. He's like, but it's worth it if you can get to the park. And he's like, once you get to the park, don't go to the right. Again, just take a left. Go to the Queen's Pond that's in that area. He's like, it's just miles and miles of open sand, beautiful ocean shoreline, and one of the best places to watch the sunset. And I was like, well, okay, that sounds great, because that's exactly what I want to do. I want to watch the sunset. My mom wants to see the sunset. I got to see the sunrise today. We just want to do something super cool, and we're still in spontaneous mode, which is great. You know, my mom is a trooper. The whole day, we've been gone the whole day. You know, we just got water and food in the car, and we're just on the road. We're just on the road, traveling, seeing what the island unfolds in front of us. Our only goal of the day was to get to Salt Pond Beach. And then after that, it's just been all spontaneous flow, which is just sometimes the way to go. Doesn't always have to be planned, but let's make it happen. So I'm talking to this guy, you know, just coming down off from the canyon, and he's like, yeah, you probably got enough time. It's perfect timing. It's going to be a beautiful sunset. If you guys can do it, maybe we'll see you there. So I told my mom, I'm like, hey, we're going to do this. And, you know, we drive all the way down to the road, and we take a right, and we just start driving. I mean, it's like open freeway, driving. And then out of nowhere to the left, there's this beautiful ocean shore beach line where there's 150 people hanging out, all these cars. And my mom's like, okay, pull over. And I'm like, no, this isn't it. Though, I think watching the sunset there would have been spectacular too. But I was really hoping to get to this other place, right? And I was like, you know, Mama, let's just ride this out. We need to take this road almost to the end. We'll see where there's a fork. And, you know, we need to do, they said 2 miles, but it was actually 3.5 miles. Off-road action. We're going to get some off-road action to this place, and we're going to watch the sunset. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. But at this point, we're committed. And then we just keep driving them. Now, you know, my mom's tired. She's been walking. We've been at the beach. We've been at the sun. She's a little bit aggravated. She's like, why are we doing this? What's taking so long? When are we going to get there? And I was like, hey, Mama, just hang out. Just hang out and let's make this happen. And we're committed now. I mean, we could go back, but we should just go. We should just go the distance. We should just go the distance. And she's like, okay. And the next thing you know, there was a turn in the road. I took this turn, but it was kind of at the end of the military base. So, you know, we drove like a quarter of a mile, not even a quarter of a mile, maybe a 16th of a mile, and then it was fenced off. And I turned around to start going back towards the road, and then what just ran out in front of my car was a wild pig, a wild boar. And my mom and I were stunned. I was like, holy smokes, I can't believe I just saw a wild boar crossing the road, a wild pig. And my mom was a little spooked. She's like, oh, those things are nasty. I don't want to get out of the car. So we drive off giggling, you know, and then we get back to where we were at, and I take a left, and I keep driving and driving and driving, and then all of a sudden, there it is, this yellow sign that says, pretty much says, dangerous road, move forward at your own risk. And I thought, oh, this is it. So we get on this road and we start driving, and it is washboard road, gravel. It is, I'm moving at 8 to 12 miles an hour in my small vehicle and just trying to get through. And it's funny because the guy and the woman that we met at the coming down the from the canyon, they said, you know, your little car will make it. Don't be in a hurry, and it's worth it. So we drove and we drove and we drove and we drove, and finally we got to this sign that said we're at Polehele Park. And it was, this sign was on a beautiful tree. Holy smokes. This tree was so beautiful. And then there were like three places to go. And I just remember the woman saying, when you get to the park, take a left. And so, okay, I'm totally freeballing it with my mom. We're just running free spirits on the island of Kauai. We are chasing the sunset, basically. Chasing the sunset. And then, you know, this is our last little stretch. Last little bit. I'm going down this road, and my mom, she does not look happy. And I drive down. I come around this curve, and I notice that there's a lot of cars. There's a lot of sand, so I didn't really think it'd be a good idea for me to get my car moving through there, but I didn't. I just pulled over, and I said, okay, Mama, hold on. I'm just going to run down here and see what's going on. So it's probably, I don't know, it's maybe 50 steps before I broke through, you know. I mean, I can see cars. I can see people partying. There's a lot of people partying. And I just come out and it just opens up into this vast beach. And it looks like it just goes on for as far as I can see in both directions. It's miles of open sandy beach, and apparently people drive their four-wheel vehicles on this beach, and you know, there's trucks out there, people have set a camp, and it's like, it's no joke, ocean shore. This is a kind of place people want to be surfing. I mean, these waves are huge, and there's no way I'm getting in that water, or certainly my mother's not getting in that water, and I didn't even think she wanted to stay. So I come back to the car and my mom is shaking her head, no, no, no. And I get in the car and I'm like, okay, here's the deal. It's really beautiful. There's people out there. There's people out there partying. And it's just a vast sandy shore. It's huge, not like a beach. I mean, it's just ocean shore. And I told her, I said, you got to know that the ocean there is wild. It's rough. It's big. There's people should be surfing on these waves. We're not going to get anywhere near there. It's like Oregon shore. And she got a little scared because she got hurt in Oregon. A big wave came and slapped her. She hurt her knee. She got knocked over. It's a dangerous situation. But I was like, it's absolutely beautiful and we should check it out. And at first she kind of hem and hawed, but she's like, you know, we drove all this way. We're here right now. And it's the sun setting on Hawaii. Let's do it. So I take her by her arm. I grab a chair. We get some food, what's left. And we just start walking. And as soon as we got out there, she was just stunned by how absolutely beautiful it was. And it was, you can see these two islands. As the sun was setting, there's all these people around. People are having fun. The sun is setting, and we're just hanging out. My mom's collecting shells, and she was so happy. It was so glorious. I'm telling you, that sunset was so stunning. Wow. It was so clear and bright and beautiful, and, you know, it's what makes life worth living. These kind of things. And we chased this sunset. Wow, we worked hard for this sunset. And we made it just in time. By the time I put the chair in the ground and I settled my mom in, there was probably 20 minutes. I mean, we got the full sunset. The sun's just coming around. It's arcing on the end. And then as it gets closer to the horizon line, which is the ocean, it's just becoming more and more orange and bigger and brighter and beautiful. And, oh yeah, people were cheering when this sun started to set. And when this sun set, like, you could see that last little bit disappear underneath the horizon line, and all the clouds around it were just so beautiful. People were cheering and jumping up and down, and it was glorious. Wow, it was beautiful. Oh yeah, my mom and I had a great time. I took a bunch of beautiful pictures, and she loved it. She thought it was just absolutely fantastic. And I was a little worried because we had to walk pretty far to get to the beach. She put a lot of energy out today going up to the canyon, Salt Lake Beach, walking around in Hanapepe, and then walking back to the car, and then driving on this washboard road. And then we still have another, you know, we still have another 50-mile drive to get back, 60-mile drive, and maybe not that long, 50 miles. It's an hour drive back home at night. But man, I'll tell you what, it was worth it. And we're a little bit hungry. You know, we had some dinner plans. We were going to cook dinner together tonight, but we started doing this spontaneous stuff, and it's already 8 o'clock by the time. No, no, it's not that late. It's like 6 o'clock. The sunset at 6, sunset at 5:47 p.m., right? But we're moving a little slow. We spent another 20 minutes out on the water, out on the shore, and then got back to the car. And then it was a slow drive to get back to the highway and another 40 minutes to get back to Lihue, to get back to... Lihue, that's it, I'm sorry, Lihue, Aikikai, to the city of Lihue. It took us quite some time to drive back at night, a little tired, this kind of thing, and we're a little bit hungry, and there's not a lot of options open. But when we get to Lihue, you know, we notice that there's a Korean Chinese barbecue place that we saw earlier we wanted to check out. There was a little upscale Italian restaurant and a couple of other places, but we decided on this Chinese Korean barbecue spot. And I got the daily special, the Korean chicken barbecue, and then my mom got shrimp fried rice, which she always gets. She loves shrimp. And it's funny because you know, we order our food, we're hanging out, and there's a bar next door, right? Some pub. I thought we could even go in there and get some food, but we decided to go to this Korean Chinese barbecue spot. But there were people from the pub outside smoking, and it just looked like they were having a good time. And when we were in there, I could hear that they were doing karaoke. The first song I recognized was Piano Man, and the karaoke was terrible, which makes it great. But I could hear people having a good time, and as we were hanging out waiting for our food, this guy walked in and sat down. He was waiting for his carry out, and he's like, "Hey man, aloha, what's going on, guys?" "No, nothing, man. We just had a great day. We had a powerful weekend. We've just had a lot of fun, and now we're tired. We just want to get some food." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm same thing with me." And he asked us what we did today. I was like, "Oh, we were at Salt Pond. We went up to the canyon." And he's like, "Yeah, you know what you guys really need to do?" This is a local boy. He's like, "What you guys really need to do is go to Polohele State Park and watch the sunset." And I was like, "Man, we just came back from there. And now we're just looking for some food and call it a night." And we had a great conversation. He asked us where we were from, and we said Boise, Idaho. And he was really cool, really nice, really laid back guy. And then I was like, "Hey man, what do you know about the bar next door?" He's like, "Oh, great place, really mellow, cool people. And if you're into karaoke, they do that every Sunday night." And he's like, it's a fine place. You got to check it out." So, you know, my mom and I have this great dinner together, fantastic dinner. And then I was like, "Hey Ma, you want to go over to this pub?" Let's close our night out, right? If we haven't already had a most spectacular day, let's close our night out at the local pub and listen to some karaoke and drink a couple of Coronas, kicking it on the island of Kauai. And she's like, "Okay, let's do it." I'll tell you what, we had a great time. We each had a couple of Coronas. We got some popcorn. They were serving free pizza, and the karaoke was, most of it was just terrible, which is totally entertaining. People were laughing and having a good time. You know, it's all locals. And that means something. It just, you know what? It was a special little slice of Lahuli life. It was really very cool. Some veterans were starting to come in, and people were having a good time. My mom and I had a really good time. And it was just great. It was great. And then we drove home. And then we got home, and my mom was just tired. So she took a long shower. I got everything out of the car, got ready to record my podcast. And as she was going to bed, she said she had a great day. And we did. Man, this was a stellar Hawaiian day on my mom's vacation. Just rocking, man. We had a great, one more time. Let me say it again. We had a great day. Not that yesterday wasn't great. We had another glorious day yesterday, but today was spot on. And tomorrow we're going to take it a little bit mellow. We're just going to drive up north, check out some lagoon and a couple of simple spots, not too much. We're going to take it pretty mellow. We're going to get up late. We're going to eat slow. We're going to take a drive. And I also have one more training day of Aikido tomorrow at Lahuli Aikikai, which I'm really excited to do, and then process my podcast, and that's about it. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are big days for us, and the last 2 days were big, so we need to take it a little bit mellow tomorrow. Be nice to lay out in the sun for a little bit, but we'll see. We're just going to play it by ear. We're going to get in our flow, and we're just going to go and finish out some more time on my mom's vacation. If you listen to my last podcast, I'm really doing this for her. I want to repay the kindness of my mother. And she has always wanted to come to Hawaii, so I made it happen for her. And I'm trying to make this a good trip. I'm working really hard at it, and I know she appreciates it, though sometimes things get a little rocky, but hey, that's okay. That's part of the flavor, baby. That's part of the flavor. All right. I'm going to check out. It's late night. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I might have one more Corona, and I'll go to bed, get up knowing that I got another day to repay the kindness of my mother. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.